Fantastic. If you'd like to be seated, Joy's going to bring us our Bible reading and then Julia's going to speak to us.
The Bible reading is taken from John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10, and I'm going to be reading from the Message version. Let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good, a sheep rustler. The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognize his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he gets them all out, he leads them, and they follow him because they are familiar with his voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to the sound of it. Jesus told this simple story, but they had no idea what he was talking about, so he tried again. I'll be explicit then. I am the gate for the sheep. All those others are up to no good, sheep rustlers, every one of them. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of.
So, let me just pray for Julia. This is a bit weird. Well, it's just that you're my wife. It's a bit funny praying for you.
Right.
Father God, thank you for Julia and for the preparation that she's put in for the thinking and listening to your voice. And we pray now that as she speaks, that you would breathe life into her words. Pray that you would speak through her and we might hear your still small voice this morning. May your spirit rest upon her. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. As well as being married to Dan, I do have a career in my own right. I work in education. I work for the Diocese of Bristol and help the Director of Education look after all 71 schools, including, of course, CCI and CCJ. And I'm a governor as well at Christchurch Juniors, which is a joy. I'm hoping that our four esteemed colleagues will have recognised the reading from this morning. We had that reading because, believe it or not, that is the Church of England's vision for education, that sense of life in all its fullness. Hopefully there'll be an illustration coming shortly. It's that the Church of England has a vision for education across the country, not just for church schools, that schools would be a place where children and young people flourish. It's a bit small, but right in the middle of this vision is that sense of flourishing children. And we've heard about that, haven't we, from our school leaders this morning. Children who are flourishing spiritually, physically, academically, mentally, culturally, that sense of flourishing. So we've used this particular Bible verse because this is what we are all working towards. So let's just have a closer look at what Jesus is saying about this sense of full life. So something for you to think about and talk about on your tables. What do all these products that are coming up, what do they all have in common? Okay, so here we go. Some vitamins. The Alpacin caffeine shampoo. Have you worked it out yet? What do you think they might have in common? The plant food stuff, Miracle-Gro, that you put in your watering can. Anybody worked it out yet? What do they all have in common? Baby bio plant food. What do you reckon, Jason? Health. They're all healthy. Yeah, they're all for healthy growth. Yeah, anything else? They make you grow. They make something grow, don't they? Yeah, there's that there's some German engineering for your hair or something like that. So says the advert. They're all products that encourage flourishing. They all help things to grow. But of course, Jesus doesn't talk about any of those things. He talks about this idea of a sheep pen, and this sheep pen as a place for healthy growth. So I found this picture from North Yorkshire, of course, where you know we've come from recently. A beautiful picture of a sheep pen. The sheep need to be safe, don't they? They need to be secure in order to grow well. And you can see there's a boundary wall, there's a gate and a gatekeeper to make sure that no one bad can get in, to make sure the sheep can't get out on their own. Sometimes I think when we're younger, we think that boundaries are cruel or unfair. But actually, those boundaries help keep us safe. And their boundaries are put there by those who have wisdom and experience, and they're used to demonstrate care. And our schools are places, aren't they, where there are boundaries to help children and young people flourish and grow safely. Jesus is using this picture to help us understand how he can help us to grow. Jesus is talking about how the sheep know him and they follow his voice because he knows them and they know him. You know, there's a relationship there that enables that trust to grow. Now, sheep are pretty simple, really, aren't they? You know, they've got their heads down. All they want to do is eat grass. You know, they don't very often look up and notice what's going on around them. They've got their heads down, they're focused on the food, they're easily scared, they're skittish, easily distracted, and they get lost when they go off on their own. Well, we can all be a little bit like sheep, can't we? We can just be blinkered, have our heads down, and not got that broader sense of what's going on. But Jesus wants us to flourish and grow. You know, flourishing is that kind of sense of complete wellness and goodness that enables growth and positivity and the ability to thrive. And our schools, as we've heard this morning, they're places where children have creative experiences, rich opportunities, where they can learn to think for themselves, where they can learn to be part of a team, a winning team and a losing team. It's good for them. Where they can learn to be one in a crowd, where they can learn what their unique gifts and skills and talents are. But I still don't think this is quite the nub of it. It's not just, Jesus isn't just talking about growing up, growing older, growing taller, or growing worldly wiser. Jesus wants us to thrive in our relationship with him, to grow closer to him, to flourish in the safety of the pen. And schools, especially our church schools, are places where children and young people can learn to connect with themselves and others on a deeper level, and to appreciate the non-material world, to develop their own sense of spirituality and reflection and prayer, maybe even discover something about God for themselves. So I just want to leave you with the three G's this morning. What's Jesus saying about for us to flourish in our relationship with him? Jesus says he is the gate. And he's talking about that through him, through his death and resurrection, we can know God the Father. Jesus has opened up the way for us to be known and to know the God who created us. So choosing to go through the gate, to abide in that pen, is choosing to follow Jesus' voice, to go where he leads. It's a choice, isn't it, to trust him, that he knows what we need and when we need it. It's trusting that he will speak to us and we will hear his voice. So the first G this morning, Jesus is the gate. The second G, Jesus is good. Because Jesus has been sent by God, the Father, and God is good, Jesus can only be good too. The life that Jesus offers isn't always easy. The grass isn't always green and juicy. The paths and tracks are sometimes hidden or rocky or steep. But Jesus is good. He has good plans for us. He's given us good things. And he's demonstrated his ultimate goodness in dying on the cross for us and rising to new life. So Jesus is the gate. Jesus is good. And finally, Jesus gives. Jesus gives this life, this real fullness of life. Not like vitamins or vegetables or caffeine shampoo, but a fullness, a richness of life that brings an abundant flourishing in our relationship with God. And Jesus says we can't even imagine what that life will be like. So that life that Jesus promises can start now and, of course, finish in eternity. So that life in Jesus makes such a difference because it's not about worrying if we're good enough. It's not about worrying if we're any good at our job or whether our friends like us or worrying about our exam results. Jesus' offer is a life of freedom. Not a life without boundaries. There's a safety there, but a freedom that says we're known, we're loved, we're accepted. Fullness of life that Jesus offered is completely different from the full life that our world says that it offers, that social media offers, that Ofsted offers, that SATS results offer. Sometimes we need to just be thinking to ourselves, are we choosing the life that Jesus offers, that flourishing of relationship with him? Or are we weighed down by some of the other false offers of life, offers that won't bring peace or hope or freedom? So it's a challenge and an opportunity to come in and recognise Jesus as the gate, as good, and as a giver. Come on in to the fold and enjoy real growth. Enjoy life in all its fullness. What a vision for education in our schools, but also a vision for us for freedom in life. Amen.